Welcome to the Surfside Community Center and the Miami Radio Players. Because this is radio, we ask that cell phones be silenced. But we don't want you to be quiet. We want to hear your laugh and your reactions to our show. You are a part of the program. So sit back, relax, enjoy yourselves, and remember to laugh out loud.
Let's get physical. I want to get physical.
We are visiting the town of Shoreside, Miami Beach. Our first story is entitled Girls' Day Out, and the girls, Myra and Sherry, are standing outside the town's fitness center.
Listen, Sherry, I know I kept telling you I wanted to come to your gym and exercise, but I think I've changed my mind. I have a better idea. Let's go and have a little lunch instead. My treat. I saw a cute little Mexican restaurant across the street, and they have a sign in the window, half-price margaritas.
Oh, no, you don't, Myra. You've backed out twice already. First, you said you were coming down with a cold.
I thought I was. I was sneezing and felt all achy.
Yeah, you felt well enough to play Mahjong that afternoon.
Well, how did you know about that?
And then last week you said you had to stay home and wait for the air conditioning guy.
I did, and I felt so bad when I realized I got the date wrong.
Sure. Listen, Myra, you keep saying that you wanted to come to the gym and you wanted to exercise. I went to all the trouble to get you a guest pass, and it's going to expire next week. So it's today or it's never. Now let's open the door and go inside.
Let's get physical, physical. I wanna get physical.
Okay, we're in. Now what?
Now we can work out on one of those machines.
No way. They look like instruments of torture from the Middle Ages.
Or we could take an exercise class. Oh, look, there's the instructor, Miss Fit. And we're in luck. She's just starting a new class.
Miss Fit? Did you just really call her Miss Fit?
I know. I used to have a hard time saying that, too. See, she won a contest a few months ago, a fitness contest, and she became...
Miss Fit.
Right. Her real name is Margaret, but no one calls her that.
Oh, well, she looks mean, like a drill sergeant. Sherry, look. Wait a minute. There's a gift shop over there, and look at those cute little t-shirts in the window. Come on, 5 minutes and then I'll work out. I promise. Oh, look, those sexy leotards have matching headbands and sparkles. Let's each get one. We'll be twins, workout twins.
I don't need any more t-shirts, and I certainly do not wear tight leotards or sparkly headbands.
Who's talking about need? Come on, Sherry, how can you resist this stuff? Hey, the sign even said they have a clearance table. Buy one, get one half off. This is better than shopping in a mall.
Myra, the class is going to start. Are you coming or not?
Oh, let me run inside for 2 minutes. I just want to check out those hot pink and purple leotards. I won't buy them. I'll just hide them so we can try them on later.
I told you I don't wear leotards. And the class is starting. Okay, I'll try to save you a spot.
Good morning, ladies. I mean, good afternoon. I'm your instructor, Miss Fit. Are you ready to get skinny and fit? Are you? I didn't hear you. Come on, ladies. Are you all ready to get skinny and fit? Say, yes, Miss Fit.
Yes, Miss Fit.
Do you all love to exercise? Let me hear you say, we love to exercise.
We love to exercise.
Good. We are going to start with some really fun stretches.
Let's get physical.
With your right arm and your left arm, and up with your right and up with your left. Now, as you're stretching, let's march in place. March and stretch and... Oh, I see we have a latecomer. Hello. Did you want to join the class?
I'll just watch for a few minutes.
No. No watchers allowed. You have to exercise or you have to leave.
Well, of all the nerve. Sherry, did you hear what she said? She said I had to leave. Tell her you invited me.
It's okay, Myra. Miss Fit, This is my friend, Myra. It's her first time here, and she really, really wants to exercise. Don't you, Myra? Don't you really want to exercise?
Of course she was. I was just making a little joke. Who wouldn't want to exercise and get fit and skinny? Come on now, sweetie. Stretch those arms, pick up those knees. That's the way. Now we're going to do some waist twists. Twist from the waist and swing those arms. Twist and swing, twist and swing.
You know, this is kind of fun. I love moving like this. How high can you swing your arms, Sherry? Can you go this high? Can you do
this? Oh, Myra, you hit me. You hit me right in the nose. Oh, my God, it's bleeding.
I think it's broken.
I think you broke my nose.
Oh, my God, Sherry, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I'll get some ice. And listen, don't worry. If it is broken, I know this great plastic surgeon. He can fix it. He can give you a great-looking nose. Maybe that's a good thing. I always knew you were a little self-conscious about your nose.
What do you mean? What's wrong with my nose? I never said I didn't like my nose.
Nothing is wrong with your nose. I always thought that little bump was cute, and it's just a tiny bit, you know, not short.
Well, it really hurts. Where's my ice? Oh, thank you, Miss Fit.
There you go, sweetie. Just hold this cold bottle against your poor nose. Oh, my, I think you might have a teensy little black eye for a few days.
A black eye? And a broken nose? Myra, what is my Arnie going to say? We're going to a dinner party with his boss tonight, and I'm going to look like a prize fighter.
No problem, Sherry. You can wear dark glasses and maybe a hat and a veil.
A veil? What are you technically in, 1906?
All right, ladies. I have a little surprise for you. The rest of the class is going to be taught by the newest member of our staff. And he has a really, really interesting kind of exercise program to teach you. You're going to love him. So say hello to Mr. Bobby.
Sherry, did he just say Mr. Bobby?
She did. Oh, but it must be another Mr. Bobby. It can't be our Mr. Bobby. I mean, can it?
That would be too weird. It must be another. Oh, there he is. It's him, all right. It's him on all his gorgeous, sexy 25-year-old blondness.
Hello, all you lovely ladies. We are going to have some fun in this class because you are all going to learn how to... Wait a minute.
He sees us.
He recognizes us.
He remembers us.
Well, so what? We recognize him, too.
He's our grandkids' kindergarten teacher by day.
And a stripper by night.
I know you two ladies. What's going on? Are you stalking me or something?
Oh, as if. We're simply taking an exercise class. I think maybe you're stalking us.
You're a kindergarten teacher and a stripper.
Exotic dancer.
Whatever.
When did you become an exercise teacher?
Is your wife still in medical school?
Are you still dancing at the strip club?
Whoa, wait a minute. Okay, so the club closed for renovations, and like I told you when you came there for your big night out and recognized me, kindergarten teachers do not make a lot of money. So I took this part-time gig at the gym. So now if we're through playing 20 questions, I better start the class.
Sherry, stop asking questions. Pay attention.
This is my club. You stop asking questions and you pay attention.
Lovely ladies, gather around. Do you see this pole right here? You are going to learn pole dancing. You're going to learn some moves to tone and shape your body, and you can use those moves to seduce and surprise your husband, your boyfriend, whoever. Watch me. I'm going to demonstrate.
What's pole dancing? I never heard of it.
It's dancing around a pole.
Like a stripper? Like a dancer in one of those clubs who get all naked and do all sorts of obscene things?
No, it's like artistic. Look at him. He's twisting his legs around the pole. Oh, my. He's sort of gyrating. He's pulling some up and winding his arms around it.
How can he bend like that?
I wonder if my Dave could move like that. Probably not. He has a bad back. Mr. Bobby must be a real stud in bed. His wife must be one...
Myra!
So, pole dancing is a great workout and very sexy. And like I said, your husbands, your boyfriends, they're going to love it. So, come on, ladies. Who wants to try it?
Go on, Sherry. I bet you can do it.
I wouldn't move like that in front of anyone but my Arnie. You do it. I dare you. I double dare you.
Sure. I'll try it. What do I do, Mr. Bobby?
Well, come right on over here, lovely lady. This is going to be easy. Nothing to it. You're going to make love to the pole. Just put your hands on it. Run your hands up and down the pole. Get to know it better. Now, sort of wind one foot around it, and I'll put my hands on your waist and give you a little boost up, and then...
Like this?
Yeah. Woo, perfect. Now, contract your muscles right here in your stomach. Sort of pull yourself around the pole. Can you feel that?
Oh, yes. Yes, I can.
You've got it, lovely lady. You got the moves, so that's enough for the first time. You don't want to overdo it or strain anything. Who's next?
Go on, Sherry. You have to try it.
Stop pushing me. All right. All right.
Okay.
What do I do?
All right. Well, come on over here, lovely lady. Just run your hands up and down the pole. Get to know it better. Now, sort of wind one foot around it, and I'll put my hands up on your waist and give you a little boost up. And
ow! I bumped my nose again. I bumped my nose on the pole. Oh, no, it's bleeding again, Myra.
Sherry, honey, don't cry. Here's your ice pack. Oh, dear, I think you just might have another black eye.
Oh,
I'm so sorry, Sherry. What can I do for you? How can I help you?
Well, I guess you could call that plastic surgeon and make an appointment for me.
I'll take my cell phone right now and call, and I'll even come with you. I've been thinking about doing a little something, like Botox or one of those other filters.
Okay. Oh, look. Mr. Bobby is teaching Miss Fit to pole dance.
Just wrap your arms around the pole and I'll give you a little boost.
This is great. Boost me up higher so I can really swing my leg around the pole like this.
Whee! Look at her. She's swinging her leg so far out. Oh, she better be careful. She might kick.
Oh, I think you broke my nose. You kicked me right in the face with your shoe, and I think you broke my nose.
Oh, poor Mr. Bobby. Here's my ice pack.
I'm calling the plastic surgeon right now, and I'll make an appointment.
Yeah, for me.
Yeah, for me.
Hello. I'd like to make an appointment for 3 people as soon as possible. What? You have a cancellation for this afternoon?
We're on our way.
Thank you.